purge?
Oh, I never heard that.
Well, let's see. Getting toward the end, but it takes a lot of time. No, say he came over here, person came over here because he wanted to tell you something. You'd say he came over, what,
He came over to see me, to tell me, ask me, or tell me about something.
I say somebody wants you to come. And, he wants you to come real bad. He says, if you don't come, I what?
I don't never even come to see you no more.
Okay. And say he's going to be disappointed. If you don't come, I...
Yeah, he'd say, well, if you don't come, I'll be disappointed and I'll just not never come to see you no more.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Then say that... Let's see. What do you say when a boy likes a girl very much, and they go out, have dates? Nowadays you call it having dates, but what did you call it back when you were 16 and 17?
Well, what are you, Mom? A date?
He was what? He used to...
I don't know.
Courting her?
Yeah. He was her lover. He was courting her.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say, keeping company with?
Yeah.
How about sparking?
Well,
that's said that too.
Mm-hmm. I'll say all of a sudden, she didn't want to go with him anymore. And, how would you describe what she did? What she
well,
did? She
I'd say that she jilted him. She turned him down.
Okay. What do you call this noisy serenade that people put on after a wedding?
Chivalry.
Does that still go on?
No, it's about outlived itself.
Uh-huh. Could you describe one for me, please?
Well, I've been in several.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, we shoot guns and ring bells and holler and hoop. Try to get the bridegroom to come out, and every once in a while you'd ride him on a rail. Set him up astraddle of a pole or a fence rail, anything you know that you had handy, and two men put each end of that, you know, on their shoulder and just have him astraddle of it, you know, and two or three holding him on there. Yeah, they had big times back when I was kid.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fights, too. Yeah.
That hasn't played completely out because it hasn't been long since a couple married in town and they ducked both of them in a pond.
Yeah, they used to duck them in ponds, you know.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. What do you call the person who was the man who stands up next to the man who's getting married?
He is there.
Best man, I reckon.
I don't know that that's the name, but I don't remember.
What do you call the, not the maid of honor, but the other girls that stand up with the...
The bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. And after they say, I do, you can describe them as being what?
Man and wife.
And another way of saying that, one word, there.
I pronounce.
Yeah. How would you describe them after they said man and wife? Now they're not single, they're...
Yeah. Now they're... You are man and wife, you are... what is it, Mom?
Married.
Yeah. Yeah, you're married. Married, you know, defined as